Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to talk about some pond water, some gardening tips, along with all the news from across the county. But first, with wheat harvest getting into full swing this week, safety should be a major concern for all farmers during harvest. But as the season goes on, it can be easy to miss details or neglect safe practices that can put you or others at risk. Here are some simple safety tips to maintain throughout the season to keep yourself and your crew out of harm's way. Keep your machinery safety features, mirrors, and windows clean both in and out of the field. This is for the combine, the grain carts, and the trucks that deliver the wheat to the elevators, all to prevent accidents that could occur from not seeing obstacles in the field or cars on the road. Inspect your equipment for safety shields and guards around PTOs and augers. Be aware of your crew's location when starting and moving equipment, and be careful when using tow rope and chains when extracting stuck implements. This harvest, farmers might be fighting mud in the field. Don't let a bad situation turn into the worst-case scenario. And be conscious of your mental health and seek help when necessary. There is a growing concern about mental health in agriculture and the farming community, and a harvest season with unusual circumstances like this year can cause additional stress. Be mindful of your own mental health as well as that of your employees, co-workers, and family. Continue to keep up these practices as you go through the harvest season. By using these tips and maintaining awareness of your surroundings, you can protect yourself, your investment, and others on the road and in the field for a safe harvest season. For my livestock producers, always remember to check the water when livestock are in pastures or even locked up in a pen. Water is the most important nutrient for any animal, and most everyone understands that. After all, providing an adequate supply of clean, fresh water is the cornerstone of animal husbandry, and there are very few things that compare to the feeling of finding thirsty animals without water on a hot day. In a pasture setting, water is very important, and in situations where the water supply is limited or are forced to haul water, one of the first questions we find ourselves asking is how much water does cows need? The old rule of thumb is that cattle should consume 1 to 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight. Accurately determining the amount of water cows will voluntarily consume is difficult and is influenced by several factors. Water consumption increases as temperature goes up. Additionally, lactation also directly increases the amount of water required for beef cows. Even though McPherson County has been receiving rains, our ponds are considerably low going into the beginning of summer. Livestock producers will have to keep a close eye out for the water levels on their ponds that the livestock get for their drinking water. In my garden news, deadheading gives plants a new life. It may feel a bit gloomy to pick off fading flowers from the yard's plants, but you're actually setting plants up for success by pinching off spent flowers and the process called deadheading. Some plants will bloom more profusely if the old spent flowers are removed. Annuals, especially, focus their energy on seed production to ensure the species survives. If you remove the old flowers, the energy normally used to produce the seed is now available to produce more flowers. Normally, gardeners can deadhead flowers by simply pinching off with the thumb and finger, but some tougher stems may require scissors or a pruning shears. Some perennials also benefit from deheading, which essentially extends the blooming season by encouraging an additional burst of flowers. But in the case of perennials, some gardeners actually enjoy the look of spent flowers, and the seed production can be a good food source for the birds. Some of the plants that increase blooms in response to deadheading include hard geraniums, petunias, marigolds, snapdragons, begonias, roses, blanket flowers, zinnias, sweet peas, salvia, and other geraniums. Other plants that do not need to be deadheaded include autumn joy, impatiens, most flowering vines, periwinkle, and the wishbone flower. In my activities around the community, the Mound Ridge Farmers Market in Mound Ridge and the McPherson County Farmers Market in McPherson here at the 4-H Fairgrounds are open each and every Saturday, with the doors opening at 8 a.m. Please make plans to visit one of our local markets, where you'll find items homemade and homegrown. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your programming or agricultural questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.